Hello, listeners, and welcome to the world of Awe Island, now a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Thank you for joining us today. Have you checked out our website recently? Visit aweisland.com to hear the latest episodes, explore our activities page, and learn more about the world of Awe Island. Visit aweisland.com. That's AHAWAYISLAND.com.
Awe Islanders, are you looking for a favorite episode? You'll find it on patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. Our Patreon members get access to our library of past episodes, plus an extra episode every week, and special bonus content. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Okay, deep breath in and out. Good. Imagine you are a graceful willow tree, swaying in a gentle breeze. Pretend your feet are the roots of the willow tree. Feel your roots stretch through the grass and into the earth. The warm soil hugs you as your roots reach deeper and deeper, and you feel safe and secure in the earth's embrace. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Think of your legs, tummy, and neck as the trunk of the willow tree. Warm energy flows up from the earth, into your roots, and up through your trunk. Now pretend that your arms and head are flexible, leafy willow branches. Imagine them swinging gently in the warm breeze, back and forth, as you take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Fast Firefly. It was a beautiful evening on Awe Island. The sky was filled with pink clouds that glowed in the warm light. As the sun began to set, its radiant red and orange hues stretched across the horizon, casting a stunning glow over everything below. Eventually, the sun dipped below the horizon, leaving a trail of deep purples and blues. The sky filled with stars. The air was warm and inviting, and the sound of crickets and other nocturnal animals could be heard in the distance. Phaedra Firefly flew through the warm summer air, her tiny body illuminated by the soft glow emanating from her abdomen. It was a beautiful night in the park, and Phaedra was enjoying herself with her firefly friends, darting through the trees and playing tag with one another as they flew. The cool breeze brushed against her wings as she flew through the air, her luminescent body lighting up the darkness around her. Phaedra was especially good at playing tag. She prided herself on being so fast and evasive that no one could catch her. Phaedra could see that her friend Philip Firefly was following her, trying to tap her with his glowing abdomen. Phaedra grinned mischievously, flitting left and right, up and down, to avoid being caught and becoming it. Philip just couldn't keep up with her movements, and after several minutes of pursuit, he called for a time out. All the fireflies stopped in their tracks and gathered around him. "Everyone," Philip announced, "I propose we play a new version of tag." The little firefly had a playful glint in his eye. "Since Phaedra is so difficult to catch, what if all of us except her were it?" Phaedra's friends all murmured in surprise at the proposition. Their lights blinked on and off as they considered it. Phaedra knew that Philip was hoping to catch her off guard with the suggestion, but she had a plan of her own. "I accept your challenge," Phaedra said grandly. "And I propose that the new round starts." She paused for dramatic effect. "Now." And with that, Phaedra flew off into the night as quickly as she could. Phaedra was elated at the prospect of the new game and thrilled to show off her skills. Her wings beat furiously as she flew high into the air, surveying the terrain below. She knew she had to be strategic in her approach if she was going to win this game. She decided to venture into a part of the park where she had never been before. Up ahead, there was an area of the park with very few trees, but lots of open grass. When Phaedra looked up at the sky above that area, she could see a bright patch of stars shining down. Perhaps she could camouflage her own light using the light of the stars. As Phaedra darted toward the open grass, she peeked behind her. She could see the glow of her friends closing the distance. They were getting closer. She darted towards the field, her wings beating quickly. As she approached the open space, she marveled at the expanse of grass before her. It was a vast, open field with no trees to obstruct her view of the night sky. Phaedra must have spent a little too much time gazing at the stars, because before she knew it, Philip was within reach of her. Phaedra quickly evaded his touch, giggling. "I won't be caught that easily," she boasted. Suddenly, something massive scooped Phaedra out of the air. Oh dear! It appeared Phaedra had been caught, just not by a fellow firefly. A pair of human hands had snatched her right out of the sky. Phaedra panicked for a moment, not sure what was happening. But then she felt that she wasn't being crushed. She realized she was being held. Phaedra lit her abdomen so she could see what was going on. The hands that were cupping her were a rich brown, and their skin was warm and soft. Phaedra could feel herself being lifted upward, gently. Then cracks of light streamed in as the hand spread its fingers ever so slightly. In the gaps, Phaedra could see the curious eyes of a little girl. The firefly looked up at the child's face and saw her peeking through her fingers, a wide smile on her face. Then, just as soon as they had opened, the fingers closed again. Phaedra felt her surroundings start swinging back and forth, up and down. The little girl must be moving. Phaedra used her feet to keep herself steady. This was a highly unusual night, but she took solace in knowing that at least Philip couldn't reach her now. When the movement stopped, Phaedra listened carefully. "Mom, Dad," Phaedra heard the little girl say, "look what I found." Now Phaedra understood that the little girl was showing Phaedra to her parents. Phaedra heard a man's voice say, "Let's see." And all of a sudden, the little girl's hands opened up and Phaedra could again see the night sky up above. Phaedra looked up curiously. She saw not only the little girl, but two other humans peering down at her. Phaedra listened as the girl's parents explained to their daughter what kind of creature Phaedra was. As the parents described her, Phaedra listened closely. She didn't think the term glowworm really fit her, but lightning bug felt very accurate. Phaedra thought it was an apt description for how fast she could fly. Phaedra felt confident these humans meant no harm to her. In fact, they seemed quite impressed with her. Phaedra decided to show off a bit and jauntily walked about the little girl's hand, blinking her light as she went. Soon, Phaedra heard the little girl's father ask, "What are you going to do with that one?" "I think I'll let her go," the girl responded. "I wouldn't want to be kept away from my friends. Whenever she wants to leave my hands, she can." "Oh, that's right." The girl's comment had reminded Phaedra of her friends. She had been away from them for some time now. Phaedra hoped they weren't worried about her. Perhaps it was time to rejoin them. Phaedra took a moment to look back at the girl's face and saw her eyes sparkling with wonder and joy. Phaedra felt a sense of warmth in her little heart as she realized that she had brought a moment of magic into this child's life. Then, with a flutter of her wings, Phaedra floated up and off the little girl's hand and hovered for a moment in front of her face. Phaedra blinked her light softly, as if to say goodbye and thank you. The girl smiled and said, "Goodbye, Firefly. Thank you for lighting up the sky tonight." Phaedra felt a little wistful as she flew away, but also happy to have brought a little bit of light and wonder into the child's life. Phaedra made her way back toward the woody area she had come from. In no time, Philip flew up to her. Phaedra made no attempt to evade him, but instead of tapping her to make her it, Philip rubbed his abdomen against hers. This was a firefly's way of showing affection. "Are you all right?" he asked, concern in his voice. "We were worried about you." "Yes, I am fine. A little human girl just wanted to show me to her parents." Phaedra smiled reassuringly. They were actually very nice. "Good," said Philip, comforted to know Phaedra was okay. "You will have to tell me about it later because..." "Tag!" Philip quickly tapped Phaedra. "You're it!" He giggled and flew away. "Hey!" Phaedra called after him with a laugh. "That was pretty sneaky." Phaedra spent the rest of the night playing tag with her firefly friends. They flitted and flew, chasing each other around the park, laughing and having a great time. Phaedra couldn't resist telling all her friends about her encounter with the little girl earlier. They listened in awe as she described the girl's face lighting up as she held Phaedra in her hands. Eventually, as the sun began to rise and the dawn crept over the horizon, Phaedra found a soft, velvety leaf to land on. It was time for some rest. Phaedra settled on her cozy leaf, her wings buzzing softly as she relaxed. She looked up at the night sky, marveling at the stars twinkling above her. It had been such an eventful night. Phaedra began to think about everything she was grateful for. Phaedra was grateful for her home in the Ah Wei Island Park, where the grounds were taken care of so well that she and her friends had a safe and peaceful place to live. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Feeling grateful for her firefly friends who were always there to play and share adventures with. Even Philip, who had finally been able to catch her. Phaedra yawned and then took another deep dragon breath in and out. Phaedra was also grateful for the humans that she met, who came to visit the park and treated her with curiosity, care, and gentleness. Phaedra took another deep dragon breath in and out. Feeling her mind and body relax even further. She closed her eyes and let herself drift off, surrounded by the gentle buzz of her friends and the comforting hum of the park at night, dreaming of playing tag with her friends once again. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Ah Wei Island. See you next time.